magazine?
No, I know about the article on the crime, and I have it at home, but I have not read it yet. Mm. But we certainly know that it's a tremendous problem in the United States, perhaps throughout the world, but certainly here.
It is not a problem, just like there is disease and there is remedy also. And as much as the disease is chronic, the remedy is also costly. So, in the Western countries, do not mind, they are not trying to educate first-class men. And that is the difference. This advancement, technical knowledge, to have nice motor cars or big buildings, highways, this is very good, but this is not the aim of life.
No, material things should not be.
They're missing the aim of life. That is the aim of life is not according to Vedic, but anyone's. The aim of life is how to realize God. That is the aim. In the animal life or in other lives, less important than the human being, there is no question of God realization. The human life, the civilized human life, there is religion. It doesn't matter whether one is Christian or a Hindu or a Muslim or a Buddhist. These are the principal religions of the world. So any civilized man must be inquisitive to know what is the original source of everything. That philosophy is there. It is called Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra. Perhaps you have heard name Vedanta philosophy. Veda means knowledge, and anto means end. In the materialistic way of knowledge, they did not find any end. And they accepted that this is progress. But one must come to the end of the knowledge. What is the ultimate knowledge? So, generally, they are missing. What is the ultimate knowledge? We are searching after knowledge in so many ways, but what is the ultimate knowledge? The ultimate knowledge, Vedanta, means end of knowledge. End of knowledge means to understand the original source of everything. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. The human inquisitiveness should be up to that point. What is the origin of everything? Because human life is not a spot that the Western people are lacking that understanding. We are thinking that this duration of life, say for 50 to 100 years, that is all. No. That is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, that this body is not everything. We have to accept another body after death. Tatha dehantara prapti. As we are accepting different bodies in our this span of life, from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youthhood, from youthhood to old age. So this is the example. And after this old age, after this body is useless, then I accept another body. And again another chapter of life begins. And at my next life, next body, I am creating. Karanam gunasangas, infection. Just like if I infect some disease, I am creating that disease. If I infect a smallpox disease, then I must develop that disease. How it is such way working, that we cannot see. But if somewhere I am infected some disease, somewhere it will be manifest. It will manifest. We cannot check it. So, in this material world, there are three qualities: goodness, passion, and ignorance. So as we associate, we develop a type of body. So these crimes means they do not get good association. Naturally, they are developing. And now these boys, they are also Americans and Europeans. They are getting good association. And they are becoming free from all bad habits. We generally take bad character on the basis of illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. So they were habituated. Because that is a system in the European American life. But now they are free. And that is Professor Judas' remark in his letter. Have you got that? Yes. He has written on both Hare Krishna and counter culture about our movement. Yes, read all our books. You have shown all these books. So he appreciates. Many gentlemen appreciate. Even the priestly class, they also appreciate. So this is a movement which is trying to create at least a section to become first class. The first-class man does not mean that he is nicely dressed or very rich or very opulent. Generally, of course, a first-class man means a good parentage, good education, good looking, and nicely rich. That is the standard. But that may be first-class position. But first-class man is different. First-class man means he's self-controlled in the mind, he's undisturbed, he's truthful, he's very clean inside and outside, he's very simple, tolerant, full of knowledge, practical application of knowledge, and believe in God. This is first class. There is no mention that he is rich, he is beautiful bodily, or he is educated. Educated, this is the result of education. Real education means that he is self-controlled. Controlling the mind, controlling the senses, truthful, he'll speak truth in any circumstances. Even to his enemy, he'll speak the truth. And clean, and very simple, and tolerant. And any knowledge, he has got some, I will say, strength over it. Ultimate knowledge, Brahma, he believes in that and he has not. Brahma janati iti brahmana. This is first class man. So it is not expected that everyone will become first class. But there must be a section in the society, ideal first class. And they will be advised to the rest. These brahmanas, they will not take part in politics. But those who are politicians, administrators, they should take advice from this first class. How to rule, how to control. What is the idea? So the ruling class, they are called Kshatriyas. So, find out this verse. Samadhamati. Brahman Kshatriya.
Samadhamatapasaucham, Shankya Rajavan Evacha, Gyanam Vigyanam Ashtikyam, Brahmakarma Sambhavajam. Peacefulness, self control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmanas work.
This is first class. The second class man.
Sauryam tejo dritya dakshyam yudhe chapi hapalayanam dhanam ishvara bhavascha shatram karma svabhavajam. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are the qualities of work for the Kshatriyas.
That is second class. And the third class?
Krishi Gaurakshya Bhani Jam, Vaishya Karnava Sabhava Jam, Paricharatmakam Karnava, Sudrashyapi Sabhava Jam. Farming, cattle raising, and business are the qualities.
That not cattle raising, that is
cow
protection.
Farming,
it has to be correct.
Yes,
it
is farming.
Goraksha. Go. They take it cattle raising.
Yes.
I think I do have to
consider.
No, it is especially mentioned. Goraksha. Kisi Goraksha Vanijyam Vaishyakarma Svabhava. And then?
Paricharatmakam Karma
Sudrashyati
Svabhava.
And to serve under somebody That is Sudra. So at the present moment, people are being educated to serve under somebody. Technology, one is very expert in some particular line of technology, say computer machine, you know how to operate, with big qualification. But unless he gets a job under some big establishment, he's useless. He cannot live independent. The first-class man will live independent. The second-class man also will live independent. And the third-class man, they'll also live independent. Those who cannot live independently, they're fourth class. So at the present moment, we are simply creating fourth class man. The fourth class man, they are prone to be degraded. If you don't raise them to become first class, they must degrade. That is the position of the present civilization. We are creating all fourth class man, and gradually they are degrading. So now you should take up very seriously how you can create some first class men. First class, second class, third class also. If you simply remain as a fourth grade, technology means he has to serve under somebody. This industry, that is also the same thing. Hundreds and thousands of men are working. They are fourth class men. And Sudra, just like formerly in Indian village, still there. They are self-supported. Suppose there is a blacksmith. If you require some black iron instrument, you go there and he will prepare immediately. Say an oil crusher, extracting oil. So we were self-supported. Now these things have been taken in large scale, that is called industry. But actually these things are meant for the Shudras. Fourth class. So the problem is that if we keep men fourth class or increase only fourth class men, so these things are automatic, the resultant action. Therefore, in the Western countries, especially everywhere, all over the world, the attempt should be how to create first class, second class, at least these two classes require. Good politicians, administrators, and good advisors. This program we are placing before the world. This is Krishna consciousness movement. So, I would suggest that in your country you are resourceful. You can take up this movement very seriously. And it is not expected that 10% of the population will become first class. But there must be ideal groups of first class, second class, third class, and the rest fourth class. That is
it. It takes a great deal of discipline to try to achieve these ideals, and that's one one thing that seems to be difficult these days, especially in young people, is have any sense of the need for discipline at all.
Discipline.
He says it's difficult. Young people today have no sense of discipline. They don't know what it means to be a
Now how they can be? They are not trained. They are not trained up from the very beginning. That for being trained up, there is another four divisions. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. These are the training divisions. So, for the first class, second class, third class, all the students, they trained up as Brahmachari. Student life. Brahmachari means celibacy. Live under the direction of the teacher and accept all kinds of hardship under the teacher's or spiritual master direction. Children, they can easily take it. If a child, a small child, asking, my dear child, you take my shoes and keep it there, he'll immediately agree. He has no sense, he's asking me to take his shoes. He'll immediately agree. It means very rich man's son. So this life is advised that a student live just like a menial servant of the teacher or the spiritual master. And they agree. We have got good instances, and he's coming from the first class family, Brahman family, or Kshatriya family, or Vaishya family, first, second class. So, even Shudra family, he can learn also. So, Brahmacharya. Then, if he can remain without a wife, without opposite sex, then he continues to remain as Brahmacharya. He is encouraged. This process encourages to remain Brahmacharya. Yeah, don't take to sex life. It is entailed with so many difficulties. Practice to remain a Brahmacharya. He will save so much trouble. But if he is unable, the teacher sees, then he is allowed to marry. Marriage. He is trained up, Brahmachari. When he marries, he lives with wife under rules and regulations. Not like cats and dogs. And then, because he had previous training, at a certain age, he gives up family life. That is called vanaprastha. Panchasodhang vanang vrajat. The vanaprastha life is accepted generally after 50th year, not earlier. Then the husband and wife travels all over spiritual, sanctified places. In India there are so many places. So in this way, there is no sex in the vanaprastha. Simply the wife remains as assistant, and she also practices austerities. And then the husband, when he is fully mature, he sends wife back to his elderly children to take care of her, and he takes on land. So this is spiritual advancement, and in sannyas life, one is absolutely dedicated for the service of God. In this way, his life becomes perfect. And according to his perfection, he gets next birth in higher planetary system, the upper planets, planetary system, there is Sargolok up to the third class man. And then above that, there are Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, Satyalok, Brahmalok, and beyond that, there is spiritual world. So in this way, life becomes perfect. If you want, you can go to the spiritual world. Spiritual world means no more accepting this material body. And so long we are in this material world, we repeat one body after another. And if we degrade ourselves to become criminals, then we degrade to the hellish planets, down this universe. So, human civilization means by nature's way, by evolutionary process, he has come to this body of human being. He should now decide whether he should remain in this chain of birth and death, or he should get out of it and go to the spiritual. This training becomes. So, throughout the whole world, there is no such institution to study all this fact. They are going just like fourth class men. They have decided out of their own accord that there is no life after death. Young men say that there is no old age, but nature will not agree. Your next life is old age, that is natural. You cannot say, no, I don't believe it. You believe and not believe, you will come. Similarly, you believe and not believe, your next life is there. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Find out. Dehinasmin yathadehi kaumaraju ninjana tathadehantara prapti dhirastattva namayya. Yes.
As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
So, this education is required. America is resourceful and they are intelligent, and the movement is already there, Hare Krishna movement. People are appreciating very really. So if we get little cooperation from the authorities, we can push on this movement more solidly. So you are the chief of this city. If you are give us some facility, then we can be useful to counteract this position.
Well, we'd like to cooperate, and we certainly need a different approach, I think, because we're not being successful now trying to...
No, this way you'll never be successful. Yeah. It will degrade more and more. So, our process is very simple. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution. That we chant, what is the letter? Professor Judas? Just read that.
I feel certain my book will help people both to understand the teachings of Krishna and of his descent as Chaitanya, and to realize how Krishna consciousness has transformed lives from drug-addicted hippies to loving servants of Krishna and humanity.
This is his study. He has written a book. So we can stop this, provided we are given the facility to work on.
Yes.
Yes. So, as you are thinking, just in front there is a very nice house, big house. You have knowledge about this house?
No,
This building. What is that building?
We are right across the street from Marywood, yes. Which we're going to have as a city hall.
You have decided?
Yes, about just 2 weeks ago, actually, the council.
So is it not possible to use this house at least for some time for this movement?
I'm not sure what the time schedule is, but it's my impression that they're going to start remodeling it for city purposes later this year. It's about a $3 million project, both for the purchase of the land from the sisters and the remodeling to make it suitable for various city needs. And then they're going to the city is now located in 9 different locations, that is their facilities. And they're trying to incorporate them all in this one place so that people need city services, they can just go one place and get the
But this is more important. City service is going on, but criminals are increasing. So why not give us little opportunity?
Well, I could certainly discuss this with the city manager and see how it can be worked out.
Possibly we could invite the city manager also to come to discuss what should be done.
No. So if we get a good place, and with the cooperation of the authorities, then our simple program is that, as Professor Judah has remarked, drug-addicted hippies, they have been turned into devotees. We shall invite anyone to come and chant this Hare Krishna mantra and take prasadam. And I began this movement in New York alone, and these boys gradually came to me. But my process was this, chanting and giving them prasadam. He is one of the original students, he has. So this process, very simple process, everyone will be able to accept it. Chant, dance and take prasadam. Within that process, everything will be. Then we'll understand. They'll read these books. They are practical examples. I am poor Indian. I did not bribe them, neither have money. So, and now they have dedicated their life for this purpose. So I want to do it in a large scale.
Yes.
But I have no money. So if the authorities give me a place and for feeding them necessary foodstuff, then I am sure it will be such. These two things I want. I don't want any charges for my mantra, no. My mantra is open, Hare Krishna, and there is no charge for it. And I have no necessity. I require little clothing and 2 chapatis, that's all. Anyone can do that. I thought Chicago is one of the important cities of your country. And when I first came and saw, they said this is vacant. So I thought if this house can be utilized in the beginning, and we invite anyone, especially young men, come here, live with us at least for 1 week and associate with this chanting, dancing, and we give nice prasadam, There is no difficulty. We can attend, and if the authorities give us this facility at least for 1 year, then we shall talk of permanent. They can see the result.
Would you use the facility then as sort of a center from for all over the United States?
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. We invite. As soon as they have gotten leisure hour, let them come and live with us for 1 week and see the result. They can remain forever, it doesn't matter. But for experimental sake, they can come and live with us and associate with us. It is not difficult. And we invite everyone. We have no such discrimination that black, white, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, no, anyone. It is universal. Because we consider every living entity is part and parcel of God. That is a fact. We are teeny gods, part and parcel. The same quality we have got in minute quantity. Quality is the same, quantity is less. So, God is good. So we are also good, but we have become bad under circumstances. Just like under infection one becomes diseased. So if we cure that infection, again he becomes good. So it is a curing process. It is not an external artificial thing imposed upon somebody, no. His goodness is there. Just like generally a man is healthy, but by infecting some disease, he becomes diseased. So this material way of life is a kind of infection. So we have to cure that. And this is our process. And it has become successful. So therefore, this problem of your country, I was this morning also lecturing that you take up this movement very seriously and save your country. And if you save America means you save the whole world, because others are falling. So you can do it very easily. That is my appeal to the authorities of the American administration. But I do not want anything. For your country, man, for your misguided youthful generation, you have to do it, that is my impression. Otherwise, there is no other way.
According to national statistics, as far as curing drug problems and crime problems, it seems that social organizations that are supported by the town councils, etc., are usually about 3% effective in cases cured of either drug addiction or crime. But as far as religious organizations are concerned, there are, some of them are 70-80% effective in cases that have been attempted cured. So it's much, as far as percentage cured, the process of introducing God consciousness is much more effective than some social reform or rehabilitation work or something like that.
Then social reform will automatically come. The first class reform, mentioned the Brahmins, if their advice is taken, then the other classes, the Kshatriya, Vaishyas and Shudra, they become automatically.
We're aware that a religious approach is more successful, and our mental health society here is funding a Reverend Perry, who's a black ordained a Baptist Protestant minister, formerly a drug addict. And, he's been working out especially with the blacks who have drug addiction, and he's achieved much more success
with process. Drug addiction has been helped by somebody.
The mayor is saying that the administration is not against supporting religious organizations.
Yeah.
He gives the example of one religious organization.
This is everything. Religious, social, political, philosophical, science, everything included. We can give advice for solving any problem. That's how we have got all these books. Practical. And in India there is political problem. Everywhere. I do not follow the standard way. Who will be the politicians? Here is the description. What are the politicians? Second class. They are taken second class. What is that? Shoudra, Teja?
Yeah, Teja.
Heroism, yes. Shoudra, Teja?
Sauryam, Tejo, Dhritir, Daksyam. Yudhe, Chapya, Palayanam.
Yudhe, Chapya, Palayanam. The Kshatriya should be so trained up. When there is fight, he must come out. For what? Not that he'll sit down in his secluded place and poor man will fight. No, he should come forward as leader. Come on. That is Kshatriya. Yudhe, Chapya. Formerly there was fight, but the leaders, they will come face to face, first of all. And if the leader, one of the leaders is killed, Yuddha means one party must be vanquished, fight. Then the war is finished. The main person, chief person is now killed, so there is no more war. So, Yuddha is a palayana. Those who are taking part in administration, in politics, they must be of this quality. Very chivalrous, brave. They have to learn all these qualities. That's like the first class men. They are being trained up at controlling the mind, controlling the senses. And these second class men, they should be trained up how to fight. Because fight will there be. We do not place this bogus idea that there will be no fight. No. That fight will be there, so long the human society is there. But what for one should fight? That training should be there. Not unnecessary. In the history of India, we find there were two fights. One with Ravana, and another, the Kurukshetra fight. Not at the whims of the leaders. He has got some idea and declare war and engage people. And he said, and the people are dying. Therefore, these leaders, this administration, they require to be guided by the first class. So everything will be possible. Provided our this heart is cleansed, and that can be done by this propagation of this Hare Krishna movement, and then everything will automatically come. So my request is that if we get some encouragement from the authorities, we can push this movement little more vigorously. Otherwise, we have no source. We simply sell our books, and whatever we get, by that we maintain ourselves, we publish again books, or we open new center. And there is no encouragement from the authorities. But very important movement. And try to understand it, and it possibly help us.
Okay.
That is all you can say. Bring prasad. If you have got any further inquiry, I can try.
No, I really don't think I do. I think I'd like to learn more about your meeting.
Thank you. Sure.
But I have enjoyed coming to talk and listen to you, and I appreciate it.
No, put it here. You take, take this prasad. They're all fruits, innocent. In your country, I've got so many nice fruits.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and grains and meal. So much nice things. You can avoid meat eating very easily, as they have given up.
It looks very good, but I need to eat
them. Someone has been in a fork. Perhaps we could provide him with some of our literature, and that will inform him more about our...
Yes.
All right.
Give him. Sir, Jagadish, you gave whatever he tells you. Give him some pork.
Cake over at the temple on Emerson Street, so I'm being well fed this morning.
Areas where a lot of young people go for the summertime. And we'll be putting on our program right there in the park. For example, we'll be chanting with our simple instruments. We'll want to serve some simple vegetarian, like a drink and some fruit. And discuss this philosophy amongst young people. We find that very successful all over the colleges in the country.
Yes.
And we think that around the Great Lakes here will be
now,
very successful.
Now, we want this house just to keep them for some time with our association. That is temporary for 1 hour, 2 hours. But I wish they should come and live with us for some time. Then it will be a good morning. That is, therefore, I wanted a house like this.
Well, I think that probably should be good. Well, thank you very much for taking the time
and
to talk to me this
morning. I also thank you for your kindly coming here.
It's an honor to meet you.
You can keep his card.
Nice. Thank you.
Good
to see you.
Take it away.
My wife may take it away from me.
So you can take another for your wife.
No, this is fine. Thank you very much. Good to see you all.
Thank you. Now, try to get this house from you. He can, if he likes, he can be.
Yes.
They're in a position, they have many such buildings, probably.
Yeah.
If not this building, they can give an alternate building.
Yeah. But this is very big building. You can keep 500 men.
They also seem to have their eyes on
This is a very wealthy community.
Huh?
This town is very wealthy.
Ah, wealthy community. So invite all the young men to come and live with us for some time and simply chanting, dancing and give the books. And if they like, they can read the books. Give this chance.
Prabhupada, of course it would be beneficial if we had such a big building, but why can't we do it with the present building?
We cannot accommodate many men there.
But at least we should be able to attract them.
That you do this? You do this. This is the only means to say, kalo nastiva 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 kathiram. There is no other second one.
The point I'm bringing up, Srila Prabhupada, is that just like the program you're proposing, practically speaking...
My idea is I want to draw the attention of the authorities. If they cooperate, then we can push on our movement more.
So with our present location here, we cannot...
No, that you can do in a larger scale.
I see.
We are doing it in a small scale, it is going on. But if we get some support of the authorities, we can push on in a larger scale.
Yes.
That is it. We are not going to stop or anything. We are going...
So the point is we need a larger scale.
Yeah.
And we need help from the government.
And if there is good result, then government, just like their thought, Maharshi's movement is.
Yeah, important. They are supporting, the government is supporting that movement.
No, we are not being supported. Why? We have not come to the notice.
No.
Okay.